Part B.
Thank you, Dr. Ishiguro. Now I'd like to welcome our second guest, Dr. Angela Weston, who is a deep-sea scientist from the Nonprofit Institute of Marine Conservation. Dr. Weston, what's your reaction to the ecosystem approach?
I have sympathy for the ecosystem approach with a holistic view of ecosystems, and it can be used to seek a more appropriate balance between biodiversity conservation and harvesting of fish in shallow waters. However, I am a little skeptical whether we can apply that approach to the deep sea. I insist that deep sea fishing should be banned, at least until we understand the ecosystem.
You mean we shouldn't rely on deep sea fish for food at the moment?
Definitely not. In the deep sea, generally defined as depths of 200 meters or more, it is estimated that at least 10 billion tons of fish live. So some scientists think that deep-sea fish could feed the entire population on the Earth.
That sounds like good news. However, you said we shouldn't rely on deep-sea fish for food for the time being.
Indeed. We need to learn from our past mistakes with overfishing conducted in shallow waters. Otherwise, it would only be a matter of time before we overfish in the depths and destroy the ecosystem. Things could go wrong more quickly because deep-sea fish are much less productive. They live longer than those in shallow waters. Some of them live up to 150 years, so this means they take much longer to mature and reproduce.
They don't seem to be a renewable resource. Dr. Ishiguro, do you think it is possible to stop fishing industry from going further to the depths?
Actually, it's really challenging. To make current fishing grounds healthier, they actually reduce fishing for some time. If we have more protected areas and more strict catch limits, they will naturally resort to areas with less restriction and go deeper.
To stop fishing from going deeper, governments should act and regulate deep-sea fishing as soon as possible. The degradation of deep-sea ecosystems is highly likely to lead to the destruction of shallow waters.
I totally agree.
Stricter regulation both for shallow and deep waters. Does this mean we should eat less fish?
As far as developed nations are concerned, the answer may be yes. We have a variety of options other than fish. On the other hand, we can't tell starving people not to eat fish. Also, as a politician, I need to think about job loss and national health problems that might be caused by less fish consumption.
That's really tough. I have a dilemma, too. As a group of engineers, my team and I do our best to develop undersea equipment to explore the deep sea. However, throughout history, humans have not always properly used new technologies. Also, immature technology may have a high risk of damaging ecosystems in the long term.
Developing new technologies costs a lot. Promoting commercial use is one way of gathering data and making money for further research.
Yes, I think it's scientists' duty to share relevant information with governments and businesses and encourage them to use technologies in a sustainable way.
And it would be politicians' duty to raise public awareness and create appropriate safety nets.
Right. Then, as consumers, what can we do?
Consumers could be more conscious of conservation and try to buy sustainably. There are some common labels that show which fish are coming from a sustainable source. You'll see them on seafood products at a supermarket.
That's good. We can do it comparatively easily. The most important thing is just to try to do the best we can. Ignorance and indifference are always the greatest obstacles when tackling difficult problems.